Welcome to the What's Up St. Charles podcast. Come hear St. Charles stories.
I've been here now about 30 years, moved here in 1993.
My brother and I grew up in the business.
We went from 5 breweries and 300 people to almost 30 breweries and 1,000 people.
Thank you for 35 years of patronage.
Meet our community.
I love being a part of the St. Charles community.
It's a lot of fun. You never know who you're going to see when you're out and about.
Yeah. I am so happy to be part of that community. It's really great. Love the town. I love the people.
And come see What's Up St. Charles. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the What's Up St. Charles podcast. It's Nate.
And Nick.
And we're going to have a fantastic episode today, as we're going to be learning about Rudy's Bar here, as well as some of the other amazing establishments that are co-owned by Brian and Tyler Rudowitz here in St. Charles. So welcome, guys. Thanks for coming on the podcast today.
Hey, thanks for having us. Yeah.
Absolutely. So before we talk about, you know, Rudy's and some of the other businesses as well, such as Our House, the Beach Hut, and St. Charles Motor Cars, let's talk about you guys a little bit. So how long have you been in St. Charles for, and what are your favorite things to do here? And Brian, how about we start with you?
Sure. Yeah. We've been in the whole Fox Valley area for probably around 17 years. We actually live in Geneva.
Okay.
And, you know, our businesses are all based in St. Charles. We've been operating for about 10 years at the car dealership, St. Charles Motor Cars, and we've been in the bar business for about 6 years total.
Okay, absolutely. Cool. Tyler, how about you? What do you like to do around in the St. Charles area?
I love the atmosphere around here, to eat, drink, hang out with friends. There's so much to do. It's a beautiful town.
Absolutely. So, you know, and with Rudy's, you know, being a country-themed bar, are you guys fans of country music, or, you know, what kind of music do you guys like?
We are fans of country music. I know I'm a fan of country music. But, you know, it's really nice by having three different establishments. We like all music. And but country is, we have some favorite artists, and we enjoy it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Music is big for us. At Rudy's, we do all country. At Our House, we do hip-hop and R&B. The new stuff in Beach Hut is all Hawaiian, tiki theme, like Bob Marley, Jimmy Buffett. Really relaxing music.
Yeah, at least you guys don't have to listen to, like, the same, you know, soundtracks every day. At least you get a little diversity, so you're not just like, and I was on a boat that day.
Right.
So, and how did you choose the name Rudy's Bar as a name for the business? I'm assuming since it's you guys, the last name is Rudowitz, it's kind of a play on that a little bit.
For sure. You know, growing up, everyone called my father Rudy. That was his nickname. And then when I went to high school playing sports, Rudy was kind of my nickname. And it kind of trickled down to my kids. I have three children. They all went to Geneva High School, and they all played sports. And that was kind of their nickname. So it just kind of fit.
Absolutely. And I have to ask, so were you a football player at all?
Or I was, yeah.
So people, you know, do the Rudy, Rudy, Rudy.
I have heard that before, but, you know, yeah, I wasn't that good.
Okay. So, Tyler, I want to ask you, I mean, what's it like being a GM at three different locations? Do you have to, like, split time between the three? How do you kind of manage that?
A lot of people know myself around the town as a bartender, but I do go to all three in one night, check in on them, make sure all the customers are having a great time. Yeah. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to have fun if you're going to one of my destination spots.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun to check in on Beach Hut and see what's going on there. Everybody has the lays and on, and then Our House, is it a good time? Is the music up? Is it upbeat? Is it fun?
Yeah.
And then Rudy's being new. You want to try to advertise the different types of drinks we have there. We'll get into that more. But that is something where we do karaoke, and the dynamic is very mixed. It's really good time at that bar.
Awesome. So I do have to ask, I mean, do you have, out of the three, do you have a personal favorite that you'd like to go to?
I do. For him, it's probably picking his favorite kids.
But
for me, it would be Our House.
Our House, okay. And
you know, like Tyler said, I mean, I have three children and three bars, and it's, you know, it's hard to pick your favorite, right? But, you know, because Rudy's is new and it has our name on it, it's kind of special to me. But also, Our House, since that was our first bar, first creation, and, you know, just that's probably my favorite as well.
All right. And do you guys have, a personal favorite go-to drink that you get at each bar?
Absolutely. Like I go to the Beach and I love the Lava Flow.
The Lava Flow.
It's a pina colada mixed with strawberry. Yeah, that's kind of the favorite at Beach Hut.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about, you know, Our House and, you know, Rudy's? Do you guys have a favorite there?
I was going to say, this is my gig. I recommend all of them. But okay. I have to say, they're all fantastic. If you're looking for more of the sweeter drinks, and they are, these drinks all have a theme to them in Our House. So they have a toy that comes in them. Okay. And then these customers get a chance to spin our wheel and earn prizes. Those drinks being so unique, they have a unique name. So yeah. We'll talk more about this, but like the Shark Attack and the It's Lit are some of the most popular too at that location. And then Rudy's, they're all country theme names.
Yeah.
And one of the most popular there is the Hoedown. That is root beer moonshine and cream soda. I have people asking for that drink every weekend.
Yeah. Sounds like really my favorite. Good for a sweet tooth, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that sounds really good. And Brian, you so you own St. Charles Motor Cars too.
Yes.
In that before, you know, the bar business, you own that business.
Right.
I have to ask, I mean, it's four businesses in St. Charles. Why St. Charles?
I love the town. I really do. I love the people. I make a lot of connections. I network a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in this area, and it's a great place to raise a family. It's a great place to meet people. I just really enjoy it. It's close to home. I get to spend more time with my family, and the community is great. And we've had a lot of support for all three of our smaller businesses, or four of them, I'm sorry. And, you know, I enjoy it.
Yeah. Do you ever find ways to kind of tie the dealership in with the bars, or do you?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of the customers that buy cars, we always, you know, invite them down to the bars and they have a great time, and vice versa. People at the bars, you know, we have kind of a QR code at each bar that kind of shows our inventory at the dealership.
Oh, cool.
So who doesn't like talking about cars? You know, everyone loves cars.
Right.
So when you're down there and they find out, hey, this guy's in the car business, you know, I always can strike up a conversation with everybody, and they tell me their first car all the way to their last car. And you know, it's really funny how they hit the QR code, they scan through my inventory, and I've gained a few customers that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what better way to celebrate, you know, purchasing a car than just going down to Rudy's or Our House and, you know, and
good
celebrating.
Place to close a deal.
Yeah.
And you talked about inventory, too. So what cars are available at St. Charles Motor Cars?
You know, we have a little bit of something for everybody. When we first started about 10 years ago, we started with, you know, more sporty cars. We were into Corvettes and Porsches, and and we've kind of changed it a little bit with the market. And now we have a lot of SUVs, sports cars. We have cars that range anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000. And just a, like I said, just a little bit of something for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And where's the dealership located for people that may not be familiar?
It's the address is 4220 East Main Street, and that's right across from the DuPage Airport.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. And, no, so awesome job, guys. I'll bring us to the end of our first segment here. So we have our silly question, which is, you know, kind of a way to keep it lighthearted, have some fun here on the podcast. So our silly question for you guys is, would you rather have your favorite country music artist visit Rudy's, or would you rather be King of St. Charles for a day and get to make any decisions you want for that day?
I'll let you answer first.
Yeah. You know, I feel blessed to have three really great bars downtown St. Charles. So, you know, I think to have a famous country singer come and you know, take care of our patrons, I think that would probably be my decision. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Nick.
I was going to say, is there a specific country artist that you'd?
You know, I like a lot of country music. I like the old Garth Brooks stuff. Okay. I like Morgan Wallen, Jelly Roll. There's a lot of different newer singers that Lainey Wilson. I mean, there's a lot of really cool songs out there. So I would say probably Morgan Wallen. If he were to stop in town, that would be a great treat for us.
Sure, you'd draw a crowd.
Yeah, get a little signed autograph. Yeah.
That would be great.
I still want the hometown celebrities, in, Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg. I sent them a message on Instagram. They haven't yet to reply, but you know,
well, no,
we're looking forward to that.
This will be the signal player.
If you're listening, please come to Rudy's.
Tyler, how about you? What would be your choice?
Oh, the celebrities. For sure. We have a lot of records on our walls too. Country music records. Mm-hmm. People love vinyls are popular right now. Yeah. So we have Taylor Swift, we have Blake Shelton, even some old ones like Johnny Cash and everything. So any newer country singer, I would love Taylor Swift to come to the bars. I know she's not super country. But that would be awesome.
Yeah, maybe bring Travis with her and Travis, you know. Although, did you guys see the videos of her like incognito with her and Travis at the Coachella? Like maybe they do that. They come incognito to the the bar and come have a good night.
When you said Travis for a second, I thought of Scott. Like the rapper. Yeah. Like, for our house, definitely. For our house, let's get that going. Get the books out. Let's schedule something.
For sure. So, all right. Well, that'll bring us to the end of our first segment here. We're going to go into our second segment shortly. We'll talk more about Rudy's and all the cool things that they have there. So we'll be right back after these commercial messages. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Break Between the Podcast. It's Nate, and I hope you are enjoying our episode so far and getting to learn about Rudy's Bar and all the amazing things that they offer at their bar here in St. Charles. They also have amazing other establishments such as Our House, the Beach Hut, and St. Charles Motor Cars, so hope you get a chance to check those out as well. Just have some brief announcements here for our Break Between the Podcast. Hope you can stick around. So without further ado, let's get right into it. The first event that we want to talk about is the St. Charles Fine Art Show, which will be coming up on the Saturday and Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. You do not want to miss out on this event because it is a phenomenal opportunity to come see some amazing art and even purchase it and take it home with you. There will be a whole bunch of art in a variety of mediums, such as sculptures, paintings, photography, glass, and so much more. So make sure to come check that out. You can find all the information on the event on our website, www.stcfineartshow.com, or go on Facebook and you can find the event so that way you can add it to your calendar and be reminded that it's coming up. Speaking of events, the best way to stay up to date on all the events going on in St. Charles is to, one, download our Travel St. Charles app, which is available on Apple and Android, or subscribe to our What's Up St. Charles newsletter. You can find information on those and subscribe to our newsletter on our website, www.stcalliance.org. If you love our podcast, we would appreciate if you'd be able to like and subscribe to our podcast on any of the listening platforms that you may be listening to, or go follow us on social media. It is the best way to stay up to date with all the new episodes and content as they come out. We have some really amazing episodes coming up here for May and June that we're really excited about. So hopefully that you can like and subscribe so you'll be able to get those as soon as they come out. Thank you all for listening to our podcast. Let's get right back into the episode to find out what's up, St. Charles. Welcome back to our podcast, everyone. We're going to talk more about Rudy's and all the cool things that you can check out there. So let's start off with the basics, guys. Where are you located and what are the hours?
We're located on 210 West Main Street. And the hours are from 4 p.m. to 1 a.m. from Wednesday to Saturday.
Okay, perfect. And what can people experience at Rudy's in terms of, you know, what are some drinks that they can get? What are, you know, things that they can order and such? I see that we have a menu here on the table as well. That kind of goes through some of that stuff too, right?
We do. And what they can experience is something they can't at any other location in St. Charles. We offer a wide variety of whiskey and moonshine cocktails.
Ooh, okay. Can you talk about those a little bit?
Yes, there are about 8 moonshine cocktails, not more, and about 4 or 5 whiskey cocktails. These are all made using the Old Smoky whiskey and moonshine.
Okay.
They are a combination between different sodas, juices. They all have their own unique name, and some are sweet, some are more dessert drinks, some are basic but with a little bit of a twist.
Okay. Yeah, and then, of course, you can catch, you know, country music, get to experience all the atmosphere of Rudy's as well.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And you guys have had some live music performances.
We do live music at least once a month.
Okay.
We have a couple local artists that we pick and choose from, and then we get messages on our social media all the time about upcoming artists, and they would love to have a chance to play.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. And I know we had talked about, you know, the three bars between Rudy's, Our House, and Beach Hut. Is there like a drink that is like featured at all of them that kind of ties them all together, or is it, you know, just kind of the separate drinks between all of them? Or?
There's not, but we do that by design. The Shark Attack is one that goes from Our House to Beach Hut, but it's not available at Rudy's.
Okay.
To the point, we want you to experience one of our other locations.
Yeah.
Then Rudy's, their menu is pretty unique, so that's all of them. Some shots do make their way to all three, as that way my team, who is trained to work at all three locations, can make those shots at, you know, when they're working in the bar.
So, you know, I saw something that kind of ties all three of the bars together is the spin wheel. Can you guys talk about that and where that came from and why you guys have that? And how can you use it?
You know, that was kind of an idea that I had kind of I saw that and I incorporated it into all three bars. You know, it's just a great way for people to come in, and everyone that walks in there sees it. They have to spin it. They love it. You know, there's all kinds. Each place has a little different wheel. There's different drinks. There's different shots. There's toys. There's sunglasses. There's all kinds of prizes on the wheel. So they're all different at all three locations. But if it's your birthday or you're having, you know, an event going on, you come on in there, spin the wheel. It's a lot of fun. And I mean, everybody, when they walk in there, they're like, hey, how do I spin that wheel? And yeah, it's a blast. It really is. And it brings people together because it's funny, you know, with the different things that are on the wheel, you hear people chanting in the background, hit, you know, land on
spin
this,
the
land
on this. Yeah. Yeah.
So it gets the whole bar, you know, riled up and everyone gets included and everybody starts talking to each other. And, you know, it really brings people together.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the last time I went to our house, one of our friends landed on a shot of Malort.
Yeah,
twice. And
I feel bad for him.
Yeah, they did not have a good day after that. But I mean, I think that's so cool. It's something that's fun, and you know, so and you can, you know, get all sorts of different kind of prizes with that. I know one of my friends won the rubber ducky, I think. At our house too. So I think it's pretty cool, kind of all the things that are offered along with that. So.
Tyler, I want to ask you, if somebody is going to Rudy's for the very first time, what is one cocktail in one shot you'd recommend that they try, one specific one?
So I give new customers my top three.
Okay.
The best selling, which we did mention in the first segment, was the Hoedown. That is root beer, moonshine, and cream soda.
Yep.
One of the best tasting as well. But I give them two other options because if you just give somebody one option, they're like, what if I don't like this? I give them two. The Shindig is a moonshine play on a Dirty Shirley. So cherry moonshine and Sprites with a moonshine cherry in it too. And then the last one is called the Six Shooter. Like I said, these all have unique names. So some people pick based off the name too. Yeah. And this one is blackberry moonshine with blackberry muddled into it. A little bit of peach schnapps as well. Makes for a sweet drink, but a really good, also good summertime drink too coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's say we get a group of three in, right? They order all three of those drinks. At Rudy's, we have similar toys and drink decor to our house, but they're all country themed. Okay. So I will put each separate toy on each one of those drinks in hopes that they will order another round.
That's very neat. That's
great. It gets the ladies going, really.
Yeah. And do you guys have any, you know, merchandise at Rudy's that people
can? You kind of have some.
I am head to toe in my gear currently.
You know, Tyler's done a great job, bringing in shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and you know, like we were talking about, it's always fun to go out on the town on a Sunday, maybe at Costco, and you see someone wearing our hat. You know, it's nice to think that they come in and support us.
Oh, I see our gear at the gym all the time. I mean, I gave most of those shirts out, but
really
cool.
I love the hat, too.
The hat's awesome.
That hat looks so
cool.
These
hats were an idea by one of my customers, one of my really good customers, and this company is Range Leather, and we did a collaboration with Rudy's. It fits the country theme perfectly. We've done all different colors. It's awesome.
Yeah, I remember seeing a Facebook post that you guys had originally sold out, and now you're going to have inventory back here.
They sell out pretty much monthly.
Okay.
Yep, and I try to get new colors. Now we're going into summertime, lighter colors, so greens and browns. But you can never go wrong with the black on black. And our logo is red, so red fits really well with the black. So a lot of black T-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it goes well with the shirts that you guys got on right now. So
we sell a lot of merch at Rudy's. We sell a decent amount of merch at our house, and we actually have a new our house logo we're implementing for the summertime as well.
Oh, awesome.
So a lot of colorful.
Yeah, actually, I think that I just saw that on Facebook, like right before that we record, that you guys are launching that new logo. So what brought about the change for that? Or
it was originally a martini bar, and the logo is fantastic. Our artist has done all of our logos for our businesses. She does a great job, but we are shifting gears and making it more really fun atmosphere, and I wanted to go for something with a little more color. So there's like a gradient version. You can change the color based on if I'm making a theme menu or if I want to have it put on the wall. We're a very colorful bar, and I plan on incorporating a lot of new stuff to our outdoor patio as well. So I figured a new logo would be fitting.
Absolutely. So Rudy's has an outdoor patio area?
This is our house.
Oh, our house. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So I know. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I know people with the weather getting a little bit nicer, it's nice to be able to go outside, sit on a patio, enjoy.
Of course. We change it up every year. So last year it was a little more of like the neon oranges and blues and yellows. And this year we're going for a little bit of a sleeker look, and we are implementing an outdoor bar this year.
Okay.
So you'll be able to order drinks inside and outside.
Awesome.
We occasionally have DJs out there in the summer. We'll keep the live country music at Rudy's, but we'll have, you know, a small DJ set at night every now and then.
Yeah.
And then keep the same thing. Don't fix it if it ain't broken. Just keep the music fun. People go out there and play bags. Have a great time.
Yeah, absolutely.
In at Rudy's, do you guys have any like weekly events like karaoke or trivia?
We do. We have a karaoke night. Okay. That designated karaoke night is Thursday night.
Okay.
And then we did have line dancing. Be more than happy to bring it back if I can find somebody to line dance to teach it. But it went really well at first. Mm-hmm. So with that, the karaoke and the live music, Rudy's has a lot of fun events.
Absolutely.
Definitely. And any sort of, you know, drink specials?
Or happy hour specials. Happy hour specials,
yes. Thank you.
I do drink specials monthly. And actually for holidays. Okay. I did one for St. Patrick's Day that went over really well. And then March Madness, even. Our distributor or with Old Smoky, they offer many different moonshine flavors you can incorporate and play off of. When March Madness was around, there was an orange one for I made a Fighting Illini shot. Illinois was doing great this year.
Cool.
Same with blue. I did a Jayhawk shot for Kansas. And I'm working currently on a Cinco de Mayo menu. Cinco de Mayo is huge in St. Charles. So yes. You'll see some unique things across all three locations for that.
Okay.
I'm excited to see all that come out.
I've tried them all. They are fantastic.
So if people want to, you know, stay up to date with Rudy's and, you know, the Our House Tiki Bar, where can they go, like social media, website to go to learn more?
We have a website for all three places. Our social media is our biggest spot for what you can see with upcoming drinks, upcoming events, upcoming merchandise, all of the above. We have an Instagram page for all three locations and a Facebook page for all three locations as well. And I do run those and try to post consistently.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So awesome job, guys. So that'll bring us to our last question here for the podcast. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to the St. Charles community before we wrap up and whomever would like to start?
Yeah, I would like to thank the St. Charles community. I really would. For the support and for people coming out. We really built these bars so everyone around us would have a great time. You know, it's tough out there and everyone has tough weeks and they work hard. And it's nice to have a place that they can come, relax, laugh with their friends, enjoy, and say, hey, you know, that was a great time. We had just a fantastic time. And that's kind of why we do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Tyler, how about you?
I love all my customers. I love the old ones. I love the new ones. And my team is fantastic. I've trained a really good team of people across all three locations to go in and really make the customer's day, make it an experience for them. And St. Charles is just such a wonderful town. And I look forward to meeting all the new people coming out to our locations this summer. And hopefully we can do some more businesses in the future in town.
Absolutely. So, well, awesome job, guys. Thank you again so much for coming in today. It's been awesome to learn not just about Rudy's, but, you know, Our House and the Beach Hut, as well as St. Charles Motor Cars. So thank you again.
Yeah, I'd like to maybe give a shout out to all the people at St. Charles Motor Cars for working very hard. We have a partner, Justin Allen's a good friend of mine, and he works really hard, as well as Brad and Marcus and everyone involved in that, and all the bars. You know, we have, like Tyler was mentioning, we have a fantastic team of bartenders, and you know, we couldn't do it without them. So we really appreciate everyone that works for us.
Absolutely. Well, and we appreciate you guys for being here, for you know, offering St. Charles, the St. Charles community, a wonderful time and different experiences. Yeah. So huge kudos to you guys and all the work that you do. So that'll bring us to the end of our episode here. We'll have more episodes coming down the line. So until then, everyone, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you all next time.